Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is episode 40, Smurf. Just the usual Smurf here. The purpose of the podcast is to Smurf people who Smurf me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been Smurfing creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some Smurf updates get Smurfed into that too, so if you don't Smurf me and you've never Smurfed of me, and you're just part of the general Smurf audience, if you don't want to listen, you can Smurf off, and that's fine. No pressure to Smurf. None at all. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one, maybe update number two, to bring yourself up to date, before jumping back here. Although we've been going, this is number 40, so there's a lot of stuff in between one and two, but I don't think I'm referencing anything outside of those first two updates that you need to know about, so that's fine. Not too much to actually update, given that my last release was really late this past Monday, just a few days ago. So I will add some photos of the family snail, Shelly, to this update. You can find them at the website. There'll be a link in the show notes if you want to click through and see a couple of photos I took after I cleaned out her tank this week. Okay, YTG updates. Nothing big this week. I met with a new recruit, Loic. I think he's French. He's around my age. He's a former CFO. He's worked, real sort of jobs. I thought we were going to talk about sort of theater stuff and how he was going to fit in. Like, I thought he was, because creatively speaking. And we actually ended up talking a lot about business planning for YTG and for myself, and talking about what is a viable way ahead that allows me to preserve my artistic projects, but also, you know, financially survive because we live in a capitalist hellscape. I mean, this is stuff I think about kind of on and off and mostly pushed to the side. But he said some things that really resonated with me. And so I've actually started to write some stuff up, come up with some options, and then sort of start making some plans. So it was probably good that I had that meeting. And on top of that, he looks like he will be joining us for the winter mini show. We'll see. After the first Zoom meeting, he might decide it's way too much in outer space for him. But it's nice to have other perspectives. I mean, Merritt, who's part of the winter show, is a business major. So I don't know, maybe they'll have stuff to talk about. A new person, Julia, is also joining for the October 11th Zoom meeting. And just, she kind of wants to see if she feels like she'll fit in with the group. So testing it out. So it looks like so far we've got the core group of three and potentially two more people joining. So I will likely have an update for you next week if I'm recording next Thursday. Right. Nerd Night update. Nothing much to report here. John Matthews may MC this month's event on October 20th. By the way, if you want to watch that live online or come in person, if you're listening in the Tokyo area, the website address to get tickets at is tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T. And those online tickets you can donate if you want, but they are actually free. So you can just watch the show for free. We've got two really interesting speakers. Nithin is back. He was just over a year ago, he was a speaker at our first event. He's a journalist and he talks about really interesting things. In this case, he's talking about I don't want to spoil it. Go to the website. It'll explain it better than I can because I didn't bother writing it down. But anyway, John joining as an MC is going to be great. It's going to take some of the weight off running the event for me. I can focus on doing photographs. The whole thing is a bit fraught, though, because I actually, was 2018, I think, I had to ask him to leave Nerd Night because of conflicts with my former Nerd Night, like, co-boss, co-partner, partner thing for that. It's much too complicated to go into here. But at the time, you know, John is one of my closest friends in Japan, but this partner was the key to continue running the project, as she was very, very heavily involved and doing quite a bit of the labor for it. And the Nerd Night was raising the bulk of YTG's operating costs, like operating funds at the time. I mean, at least half a million yen a year. That's about 5,000 Canadian. So, I mean, it was not an insignificant amount of money that was riding on this event. And so she left Japan in mid 2022 while we were on hiatus, and she is not really involved anymore. And so I may be burning that bridge with her in order to bring John back in. I mean, he's not coming back regularly. He mostly lives up at his ski lodge now, but he's going to potentially be in town for this month's show. I may be burning that bridge by bringing him back in. But in the end, I mean, you know, my friendship with John and John's support for all my YTG projects and my personal photography. I mean, a lot of my cameras are on loan or on sort of long-term installment payments from him. And yeah, and you see, yeah, he stood by me through a lot of stuff, including this, you know, where I had to ask him to step away from the thing, which he was not, away from Nerd Night, which he was not happy about. But in the end, he was extremely gracious about that in a situation where a lot of other people probably would have just cut ties with me. So I've always appreciated that. And now that I'm not dependent on this other person to run the event, who I don't particularly have any hard feelings about myself, but you know, this was a situation, but now she's not really involved with the event anymore directly. So other than sort of historically and legacy involvement. I'm not wording this properly. I didn't write this part up. I'm just sort of extemporizing here. Anyway, so I don't feel like there's, and I mean, to be honest, Nerd Night's not bringing in that much money anymore. So yeah, I feel like there's a lot less on the line in order to bring him back in. So that's happening. So there's some feelings there, but I think it'll be okay. Podcasting update. Not much since I reported on Monday about what's happening with Miss Charlotte's Finishing School for Wayward Readers. As far as does it hold up, it looks like we will be recording not this coming weekend, but the weekend following that, October 14th or 15th. We've started working on the script, and I need to watch the movie. I can tell you right now, we will be reviewing the film, the John Cusack vehicle, Better Off Dead. So that should be fun. I don't know if I've ever seen that movie. If I have, it was decades ago. So yeah. All right, just a few life updates. I'm just repeating, I'm going to be in Canada this winter. If you're listening to this and you're going to be in the Toronto Kitchener area, please get in touch. Let's get together. My air conditioner is still broken, but the hot weather has also broken. So it's not that big a deal, which gives me the luxury of waiting until I can find a good deal on a used unit that will have better efficiency than if I buy just the cheapest unit new. Okay. Oh yeah, why Smurfs this week? No idea. I always had to think of something for the intro. This week I did Smurfs, and then I couldn't come up with a title, so the whole episode is Smurf. Smurf that. So until next week, Andrew out.